courage to love, choosing truth over protection. 1 John 4:18, 19. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. We wrestle with one of life's greatest paradoxes. The very thing we need most, love, is also the thing that can hurt us most. Someone once said, the problem with loving is hurting. When you love, you open yourself up to be hurt. And yet, Scripture reminds us that the only thing powerful enough to cast out fear is love. Love is not safe, but it is holy. Love is not painless, but it is redemptive. To love is to risk, but it is also the only path to healing and wholeness. Romans 8:17 reminds us, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Love requires suffering. This isn't a design flaw. It's the design itself. The deeper the love, the deeper the potential for pain. C.S. Lewis wrote in A Grief Absolved, the pain now is part of the happiness then. That's the deal. The crucifixion process of love means that every act of genuine love carries within it the risk of loss, rejection, or betrayal, yet it also carries the seed of glory. When we're hurt, we often retreat into what I call protection mode. Proverbs 27:5-6 tells us, better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Protection mode rewires us for survival, not connection. We hide behind walls, we deflect blame. We bury our pain under silence. As Maya Angelou said, there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. The tragedy of protection mode is this. It may shield us from more pain, but it also shields us from love and healing. James 5:16 calls us higher. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Truth mode requires vulnerability. It says, yes, I failed. Yes, I'm broken, but I will not hide anymore. Jesus modeled this at the cross. He could have defended himself, but instead he chose truth mode. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Brené Brown put it well. Vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. Without love, hurt compounds into more hurt. But with love, pain becomes the very place where healing begins. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, the Father of compassion comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. The cycle of protection is vicious.
Hurt leads to trauma, trauma leads to walls. Walls prevent love. Without love, there is no healing.
The great secret of the spiritual life is that everything we live, be it gladness or sadness, joy or pain, can all be part of the journey toward the full realization of our humanity. Galatians 2:20 captures this mystery. I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Love requires a kind of death. Death to pride, to ego, to self-protection, but resurrection always follows crucifixion. Rumi wrote, the wound is the place where the light enters you. Our wounds can either close us off or open us up to God's healing love. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 13:7 that love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This doesn't mean love is naive. It means love chooses truth over protection, vulnerability over walls, healing over hiding. The question is before us daily. Will we love deeper or build higher walls? Will we choose truth mode or protection mode? Will we risk being hurt again for the chance to heal and be healed? As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. 1 John 4:18 tells us,
There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love isn't painless love, it's persistent love. It's the kind of love that keeps going even when wounded, because it knows love is the only way to healing. And why do we love? Because he first loved us. Even when we hid in protection mode, God pursued us. Even when we built walls, he tore them down through the cross. So today, I invite you to consider. Where have you been living in protection mode instead of truth mode? What walls have you built that are keeping out not just pain, but also healing? How is God calling you to love deeper, not in spite of your wounds, but through them? The cross teaches us that love and suffering are not enemies. They are partners in redemption. Let us have the courage to love. Let us choose truth. Let us step out of fear and into the healing power of perfect love.